Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Zay Flowers met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
Honestly, right now, we just coming out every day and going to work, trying to get better every day. We just focus on day to day, and we focus on the first game. So we just coming out every day, trying to work, get better, listen to our coaches, and execute everything to the best we can.
So you had a heck of a rookie season. When you think about taking it to the next level, what are the things that you think about trying to take the next level?
I'll take the whole game to the next level. Everything, just from blocking to catching. So I'm trying to get better at everything, and I'm trying to improve every year and prove all the doubters wrong.
What do you think they down to that? What are the doubters?
I don't know, but I'm just go out and show them whatever they say I can't do.
Last season, you hit the rookie record in receiving yards from the franchise. How do you set the bar higher for yourself?
Go get the regular record. Go get the record that's the highest, honestly. But I just want to win. I just want to. You know, we had a great season last year. We want to improve on that and get to the ultimate goal.
So do you think the defense will defend you any differently now after
being
strong this season?
Honestly, they got to worry about two other people, Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson. So I'm the third option, fourth option, whatever it is. I'm not the first. So them boys, they got to go cover that first. Probably deep passes, probably more deep passes. I feel like I can go get them. Like, if they're in the air, I'll go get them. So that's one of the things I want to improve on to answer your question too, but I'll say that's one of the things, just hitting more deep balls, because that's what I did in college, so I want to come out and try to hit more this year. It's over now. I get to see them first game, so we'll go play then, and then what's in the past is already in the past. It already happened, so can't do nothing about that now.
Does having the Chiefs week one add a different edge to training camp?
What you think? Yeah, I think so. It's a little bit, but we focus on ourselves, though. Because when I was a kid before, I tried to take a picture with somebody, but I ain't going to mention no names, but they told me no. But, and I ain't really like it as a kid, because that was my first time meeting a professional player. So any chance I get with the kids, I try to do as much as I can. So Zayday, I did that back in the neighborhood I grew up at, the park where I grew up at, the park where my mom passed. So it was important for me to go back and do that for my community and just stand in front of everybody and show them they could do the same thing I could do. And out here, we had a great day in Baltimore. We had it at Spalding High School, and it was a great day. Probably 1,000 kids came out. It was a fun day. I got a longer break. That's probably the best thing. But I went to work. I went to work the same way I went to work last season. So, I mean, last off season. But I'm ready to go play football again and just get back into it.
You talk about how, you know, Derrick Henry more of an option. Having Derrick Henry in the offense, how does that open up for you and
change? You seen him before? You seen him in person? Yeah, you got to stop. Like, you got to stop that first before you worry about somebody of my stature.
So, in terms of the deeper routes you run, do you get a certain satisfaction out of peeling the safety off you to get better coverage?
I get satisfaction peeling anybody off, honestly. Like, I feel like if any receiver get in space or they get in separation, they're going to find satisfaction now all day and want to run routes and win. So, yeah, I feel like the more separation I get and stuff, the more the satisfaction it is.
You talk about making more deep plays. What do you feel like
is it going to take for you to make more of those plays?
Probably just running more of them and just, you know, working on them with LJ and working on them as a group, honestly, because I don't think we had a lot last year, so we want to come out and improve.
What do you think is different for Southampton now compared to when he joined you guys at camp last year?
I don't think anything is different. You know, he had a few things that was going on, but he locked in. He's always been locked in, and, you know, we had a good team last year, so it's one football. It only can go around so many times, and I think we all understood that, so... This year is just me and him, and we're going to try to go to work and do the best and do everything we can.
All right, thank you, Zed.
Appreciate y'all.